Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast for I'm Adopted. I just really want to say a huge thank you to all of you guys for tuning in to all our podcasts so far, reaching out to us, and also sharing your stories as well for the Facebook page. Now, this podcast episode is going to be about the history of I'm Adopted, and because it's around this time, this month, we mark 4 years of having the project. Obviously, that's different for the podcast, but this is more of a bit of a history and an insight about my personal story and why I created I'm Adopted and why it was called I'm Adopted or why I wanted to create it in the first place. So this is really the background of that and just how everything began for me. I really think that sharing stories, if you want to do it publicly, it's your choice as an adopted person, or if you want to share it privately, that's also your choice as well. At the end of the day, you don't actually have to share a story at all. I'm Adopted is not entirely about sharing stories. It's about having that community out there for people to talk to each other, or just even just reaching out for some advice. And that is very, very important straight from the beginning and straight from the top, really. And back in 2015, it had been a few years after I did my search for my birth parents. In 2013, I went to Russia to meet them for the first time. Everything was new for me. I had not been back to Russia, obviously. And so all of this was something I had to really take in one step at a time. Take the small steps, take in the culture, and try and learn as much as I can. I was raised in a small town called Whangarei, New Zealand, which is up above Auckland. It's 2 hour drive away north. And it's a 2 hour drive away north from where I live now. And I moved to Auckland when I was 18 years old and I decided to leave home. I want to focus on my career, which is film and television. It's something that I've always had an interest in. It's always a passion of mine and all of that. It was something that I just really want to work in television. I'm very thankful that to this day I do work in television and I have been for the last 7 years. This is my 8th year working in TV and media this year and I enjoy it. I love it and the people I work with are great. So thanks to them, really, a big thanks to them. But back into when I was 18, I went to film school when I was 18 and then I turned 19 that year. I did 1 year of film school and left film school at the end of 2011. That's when I started working in 2012. Now, I started my first work, real professional work year in 2012. And that was when I was really starting to think about maybe I should try and do a search for my birth parents. But 2012 was really just getting myself into my career and just working hard and getting out there and getting things done. So let's fast forward to 2013. I eventually did the search for my birth parents and using Russian social media, I managed to track down my birth mother first and then eventually my birth father. But that was all very new to me. Everything was brand new. I didn't know really how to begin or take everything in. I had to find ways to communicate with my birth parents. Really, it was a whole new, honestly, everything was completely brand new. I didn't use WhatsApp or Viber or anything like that. I just was a normal SMS texter. I was simple like that. But when I heard about these apps and things, this is going back to 2013. So all of this was kind of new back then. It was all beginning. It was all starting. And so when I tracked down my birth parents, I thought, well, right, this is the way that communication can be for us. We can get things going this way. My birth father, my birth father made social media accounts for himself that he's never used before. All, you know, Facebook, Instagram, he got into all of that. And that's, to this day, that's how he catches up with all the news and everything like that. So it's pretty incredible just to see how things have changed since then. But so in 2015, so I went to Russia at the end of 2013, and then eventually in 2015, I created I'm Adopted. So when I brought up the idea, which I didn't tell everybody exactly what I was doing or what the plan was, I just thought to myself, I want to create an online community for people, for adopted people to share their stories, reach out to others, share advice, and I really want to make that happen. But of course, you always get people or friends that are not really my friends anymore, to be honest, but people that really looked down on the idea and thought it was a crazy idea and said to me often, Alex, it's a really bad idea. Don't create such a thing. It's stupid. It's crazy. It's a silly idea. So that didn't really help, of course, in the beginning, but I knew that this, I was determined to make and create I'm Adopted and make that happen. And of course, ever since I started I'm Adopted, I've always still been getting the odd message of people just sharing a bit of negativity about I'm Adopted or saying it's a silly idea, it's bad. But I know that I just shouldn't listen to people like that, and just know that it is helping people out, and the advice of people with a community, everything like that, is the whole reason why I created it, and I'm very happy to where it is now. And it's kind of pushed away all those 0.1% of those comments that people would often, well, not often, but sometimes bring up, and I just try to ignore that and just move on. But when I created I'm Adopted, I thought, right, I want to choose a platform or something like that. And it started to get a little bit tricky because I thought about having the website and putting the stories on through the website as well as putting them on Facebook, which I actually did for the first 2 years, 2-3 years. I had all the stories published on the website. People were able to go onto the website and actually write and submit a post up that goes on the website, and then that went onto Facebook. But recently, last couple of years, we changed that just to have everything published on Facebook. The website is really just an information guide or contact or everything like that, so people can reach out to us that way as well. But Facebook, as you know, a lot of people use social media, and you don't have to use social media to contact I'm Adopted. You can email I'm Adopted as well. It's contact@imadopted.org, and you can reach out there as well. So there is different ways. It's just trying to provide a bit of guidance for people. I have a few resources online about adopted people meeting birth families. I've written all these blogs online onto the website. I've left them on there. And about, you know, the small things like translating, how to start the process. It's just all from my own experience. So that's always something that I've always been determined to create for adopted people. And because of my own experience, that's why I think it is very important. But then also, when I started the project, everything was very small. It was a very small amount of followers. The stories were just some friends of mine as well. And I didn't really think about too much about if it would grow or how much it could grow, or maybe what sort of, not implications, but I guess how the snowball effect was going to carry on with the Facebook page. So that was something that I didn't really think about. But in the beginning, it was all very slow. And I thought, right, I want to make this the most coolest, most not hip, but the coolest creative sort of community for adopted people anywhere in the world. That was something that I was determined to do. And that was something I'm still to this day never giving up. I'm still working on it every day and still growing it every day. That's something that I'm always doing. And of course, as you know or may not know, I run the Facebook page myself as well as the website. So I do everything just in my spare time. And when I finish work, I go home and work on it. So that's how determined I am. And that's how much commitment and motivation I have with the project. So when people come up to me and often say thank you for what you're doing, it really puts everything over the last 4 years. It makes everything worth it. And that's how I feel sometimes. I feel like, wow, this is actually people that are not even adopted are reaching out to me and saying, great work, thank you so much for what you're doing. And I just say, you know, it is helping people out. And that is the important side of I'm Adopted. But when I was beginning, I was only, how old would have I been? 4 years ago, it would have been like 23, 24 when I created I'm Adopted. And everything was, again, all new to me. Creating the Facebook page, I didn't know much about Facebook pages, to be fair, as well as we have the Instagram for I'm Adopted as well. And everything about, you know, what started appearing online, like the news stories about I'm Adopted, people reconnecting with other people. And just, I knew that I was trying to find other ways to get things out there for people to understand that this platform is there for adopted people. And here is a new one, actually. This is the Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, the whole podcast is another platform or resource that we can utilize with I'm Adopted. And that's the reason why we have it. No matter what your story is, every story is going to be different and correct. Like, I understand that a lot of people, I'm just listening to this and just thinking, can a lot of people understand my accent? I know my accent is not entirely as clear as most other accents, but I try to keep my voice as precise as possible. But let's go back. I'm getting distracted. Sorry about that. But if we go back to when I'm Adopted was in the beginning, I wanted to obviously create all sorts of things like stories for people. People would reach out to me, share their stories. Some incredible stories were out there. And of course, it's not only just having I'm Adopted available on Facebook, but it's also available in three languages in total. So it's in English, Russian, and Spanish. And we've had a great contributor, Ivan, who lives in Spain, who has helped with all of the Spanish translations. And I actually met him last year for the first time in Galway, Ireland. Who would have thought that I would have gone all the way to Galway, Ireland, and he would have come to Galway, Ireland as well, and we met up there in Dublin. So that was pretty insane and pretty crazy, but I said to him, thank you so much for what you're doing and helping with I'm Adopted, the Spanish version. And he said, no problem. He was actually adopted from Moscow and went to Spain when he was young, and he managed to track down his birth families through I'm Adopted as well. So someone actually helped him out there in Russia, and it's a pretty incredible story. And I'll try and get him onto one of these podcasts actually to talk about his story, because it's just another fascinating story that can, at the end of the day, these stories are helping people understand the emotions of adoption, people's different stories, and how everyone has different feelings and obviously different experiences. So that's why we have these stories. This is why we talk about this. This is why we are open about it. Of course, a lot of people are not open about it. And at the end of the day, I do not ever say, no, you cannot be open about it. You can do whatever you like. You can look at the stories on I'm Adopted, listen to our podcast. You can be completely all to yourself. It's completely your choice. So that's why we have this Facebook page. So in the beginning, I started to create a few stories here and there. I even went around to a few friends and did a few interviews as well, which was pretty cool. I used to share a few stories and sit down and do a few video interviews actually. And then in 2016, we started doing more meetups. We started getting a few stories, a lot of stories actually from America, which I love. I love that so much. I love the American people. I've been to America twice, and the people there are just great. I've met some great people over there. And last year, I actually met an American girl who is from North Carolina, I believe, and she was adopted from Moscow. And she came over to Moscow, and they invited me to go and meet her as well. And I met another friend over there who helps with adoption and all of that in America. So I got to meet them, beautiful people, great people. I keep in touch with them as well. And again, the American side is just, it's just incredible. People are doing a good job over there. So I would love to help more with people in America who are adopted. I know I'm so far away from New Zealand. The project is trying to do more things like that as well. We have a lot of connections and a lot of plans for the future with I'm Adopted, helping with American people as well. It's something that we are working on right now, something that I'm trying to focus on, and it's something that we're really going to make happen, especially with working on a new TV show that I'm working on here in New Zealand. It is worldwide, so we're working on that as well. There's a few things in the pipeline, a few things that will be happening combined with I'm Adopted. I hope that 2020 is going to be a crazy booming year for I'm Adopted. I believe it will be. It'll be 5 years next year, but I don't think about that right now. It'll take small steps all at a time. You can't run before you crawl. I think that's what you say. You can't run before you crawl. Anyways, so sorry if I'm babbling on. Please do reach out to me on social media and say stop talking too much. I'm joking. Right, so with the first stories we had with I'm Adopted, a lot of them were my friends. We used to share all sorts of stories, and a few people also shared those stories where they would hold up a piece of paper and say, I'm looking for so-and-so, and those ones went crazy. I tell you the truth, you see how fast a post grows, and it's just insane. And a lot of people have been able to help other people do things like that and reach out to other people. And a lot of the times, if someone is from a Spanish-speaking country, it can be translated as well. And that's also getting the word out there. And I hope we'll do more languages. It's I really do hope. Now, with having I'm Adopted, there's also, you know, there's the great side of having the project. I love the project. I'll never trade a day for it. I mean, I'll never take back anything I've done with I'm Adopted. I love it to bits. It's me. It's what makes, it's something that's unique to me. That's why I have it. But of course, there's also the times where you're constantly working, you're getting things out there, you wonder, is it worth doing this? But I always say to myself, it is, but sometimes there is the odd time where you're working long, long days just to try and help as much as you can. But I always thank myself, and I always know that it is changing people's lives, and this is why we have this project for my, this is why we have this project for everybody, not just for myself, but this is why I run, sorry, what I meant to say is this is why I run this project by myself. We have, you know, the old editors here and there and people that help out with events, a few people that come along to the events, but it's a lot of the work that I put in by myself. And when I hear people often say to me, he keeps on making posts all about himself and things like that with I'm Adopted, well, I'm the only one running the page. And I'm getting things out there for you guys. So I've had a few messages like that, negative comments from people around the world that are constantly telling me, you know, what he's doing is just, it's all about him, all about him. It's not. I'm sharing stories with other adoptees. This is what I'm doing. I'm getting the experience out there and the story out there for people to listen to or read to. That's, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Everyone has a different opinion. Everyone has their different views. But you add up all the time that I've been constantly working with I'm Adopted, I do what I can to get the things out there, and that's what I try to focus on, and that's what I do. When I go to Russia, I always pay for my own ticket. It's always been like that, always gone to Russia, paid for my own ticket. There was one time that was provided was with the Russian TV show I did in 2015, but that was, I was only in Russia for a day and a half, but everything else, holidays, everything else I've had there, I've always paid for the ticket. So I always try to save up as much as I can when it comes to running I'm Adopted as well. I pay for the website every month, all of that. But I do it because I love doing it. And I'm very thankful for it, for everything with I'm Adopted. And I'm just going to keep on going with it, no matter what. Things are going to change, obviously. We registered as a charitable trust in 2017. But I'm not that sort of person that reaches out asking for money. No, so I'm not doing that. Not at this stage. I just want to keep on getting the stories going for people. And that's what I've always said since day one, since 2015, when I created I'm Adopted. I just want to get the word out there for people. And to me, that is it is the most important thing. As an adopted person, having your own experience, no matter, that's why we have other stories. That's why we have other interviews. It's about sharing your own experience with other people. And I don't mean to drag on or brag on or anything like that, but I'm just trying to tell you guys that this is a very important thing to me. This is what I'm really trying to do for people. That's a lot of the history with I'm Adopted, and a lot of my own, you know, personal story was put into a lot of the projects. And obviously I wrote I'm Adopted, the name of my autobiography, last year. I just put it on Amazon for free. I've never got anything from it. I'm just trying to get the story out there for people, and that's why I do that. It's a, you know, you can get a PDF free on my website, so it's all free. It's all free stuff because it's helping people out, and it is getting the word out there. It is growing the page, and it is helping people out a lot. So in the beginning, it's obviously a bit of a struggle. It's a bit of an uphill climb trying to grow something, especially when you have other groups around the world that do similar things, like private groups, or, you know, there's other little country-specific groups that do adoption, and do adoption groups as well, support groups, and I respect them completely. A few of them have reached out to me, and I reach out back to them, but they never respond, so we just go see what will happen in the future with that. But I'd love to contribute with other groups around the world. That's something that I would love to do and grow things further, because I have a respect, huge respect for everybody else in the world who are trying to share stories with adopted people as well, have a community and share advice with each other. Because at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do. It should never be a big competition with anything like that. I never think of it like that. I always want to, you know, you reach out to us, we can share your story. It's all about helping each other. And that's a big thing. But a lot of things that I'm really proud of with I'm Adopted is having, you know, we had a small team that went down to Wellington here in New Zealand, our capital. We went to the parliament and we spoke with the ministers down there. This is the start of 2017. And at the end of 2017, I also went to Russia and spoke with the government in Moscow. I took myself over there. I spoke with teenagers and families as well who had adopted children, trying to help out the organization. So I worked at that as well. And I also went to my orphanage. And I've been to my orphanage twice. I took myself there at the end of last year because I took a box of gifts to the children over there. I went to a store. Me and Jana, who was on the last podcast, she actually helped out with the gifts as well. So we took a box of gifts back to my orphanage. And that was a long trip, to long way to travel, 2 days of traveling. I was only in Arkhangelsk for 5 days. and then I came back home. But it's all about just trying to, honestly, I only got one word to say about it. It's about helping. And I know that a lot of it is appreciated, and that's why we have this. That's why we have I'm Adopted. I'm very proud to have I'm Adopted. The meetups have been incredible. We've had meetups here in Auckland. We've had meetups in Russia as well, Ireland as well, and I'd love to do one in the States, in America, but it's something that's on the cards and something that I'm trying to do, but I got to get myself over there as well. But I'd love to meet as many of you as possible. It would be great. I just need to find a location, a perfect location to go to. And I'd like to do more stuff in Russia as well with I'm Adopted. It's something on my plan because we have the Russian I'm Adopted. And as you guys know, I'm Adopted is not focus based, you know, completely on Russian adoptees. It's based for anybody adopted around the world. I met someone that was adopted from Kenya, actually, recently, and they moved to the UK. And it was just, every story is just unique. And I was so interested to hear this story. And they knew about I'm Adopted. They came along to our I'm Adopted birthday, actually, and had a good chat to us and had a good talk. And it was just really quite a fascinating story because you don't always hear different, you only hear mostly about Russian or people adopted inside America or people adopted from the Romanian country. Adopted from Romania. But there's also, yeah, there's everybody all around the world, a big community, different people and different stories. Everyone has a different time on when they might have been adopted. People remember from when they were adopted from the orphanage, everything like that. It all adds up. With your story, that's what I mean. It's all really unique, and sharing the story and us talking to each other is a special thing. When I did the search for my birth parents back in 2013, there was no such thing as any adoption group online. There was a few generic adoption agency groups, but nothing that was really out there that I could reach out to. And I would have completely reached out to something like I'm Adopted back in 2013. I would have loved to reach out to the community, ask for advice, because when I did the search for my birth parents, I was always questioning about how am I supposed to get myself over to Russia. I don't know anything about Russia. I don't know anything about Moscow. That was going through my mind a lot. And I would always watch a lot of YouTube videos about St. Petersburg and Moscow and think, wow, this place is huge. This place is incredible. I've come from Whangarei, then Auckland, and now Moscow. Going to a small town in Rybinsk and then going to St. Petersburg, I went all by myself. And that's just another whole thing to think about. So I did a lot of research on how to get there, how to go around. I didn't know any of the language at all. I didn't know, I only knew hello or goodbye. Now, that's changed since then. I have picked up a lot of the language and I do practice it every week. So that is something that has changed in regards to the language side. But going to St. Petersburg, I did a lot of research on St. Petersburg. My parents used to have photo books. They still do, sorry. They have a lot of photo books of St. Petersburg. And when I was growing up, I'd always look at them as well. And during 2013, I started looking through all these photo books and looking at what I should go and see, what should I expect. Like a tourist, I was getting ready to really go over to Russia and go and meet these two people that, you know, brought me into this world. So that was something I was really looking forward to about the whole entire trip. I remember really getting ready to go to the airport that morning. It was an early morning in Auckland, and my parents came with me and they said goodbye. And I remember when upstairs, ready to go in the final area before you go through customs and ready to go to Russia. And my mum just broke down. She was very emotional and she was very excited at the same time. But she was incredibly nervous about me getting on a plane and heading over to Russia. And I was extremely nervous. I was only 21. I had just turned 21 actually that year. And it was just really something that I really had to overthink again and again. I had a checklist. I remember I had a checklist. And I eventually got my Russian passport at the end of 2013, not in December, but November, because I went to Russia in November. But a week before that, I had got my Russian passport, and I was ready to go. I was ready to go over there and meet my birth parents. It was a long process, but that's something that could have been done with a lot of advice and support, like something with I'm Adopted. my mum and dad gave me full advice the whole entire time, their full support and everything like that. So it's always something that I always appreciate, and I'm very grateful for that. And that's why I love my parents to bits. I love my family to bits. And of course, my brother has a different side. He's not always that interested in about his birth family. We did track down his birth family last year, but that's been on hold for now because we're just trying to work out a good plan in regards to when he would like to go over there to meet his birth family. But that's another whole story, to be honest. That's probably another 5 podcasts. But thank you guys so much. And with I'm Adopted, I'm thankful and very grateful to where it is and how it's growing. And you guys now listening on the podcast, I don't know if you're driving and you're listening, or however you're paying attention to this podcast, I thank you guys for listening immensely. It's awesome. And you can do remember to go and visit I'm Adopted on Facebook. We are on Instagram as well, if that's your thing. And I myself is on YouTube, Instagram, all of that, so you can find me on there. I do put videos up on YouTube on a regular basis. I am getting into it slowly but steadily, but it's something that I'm just doing just to get things out there for all of you, and I thank you guys a lot for that. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I've got something really cool I am working on for the podcast. It is an interview with my birth father. It's something that I'm working on. I'm getting there. It's going to happen. And you guys will definitely listen to that when it comes out, I hope. And it's going to be translated into English for everybody who is listening. I'll also put up a Russian version, but that will be through the website, I think. Yeah, we'll put a Russian version just for Russians so they can listen to it as well. I'd say it will go through the Russian Facebook page for I'm Adopted. So thank you guys very much for listening to this podcast. And I'll see you guys next time. Well, I'll hear you. Wait, hold on. How do you say this? I will record you guys. I'll see you guys next time. Oh, let's just say that. I don't know how we're supposed to say that logistically. Technically, you won't see me next time, but that's okay. Technicality speaking. But thank you guys. I thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you very much. See you later.